making sense of the very large devaluation happening right now in the Japanese yen. Welcome back to the Bitcoin Layer. I'm Nick Bhatia. Today, I want to walk through the situation in the Japanese currency. What is happening with the yen? Why is it being devalued? What are the impacts of intervention? And what is going to happen for the rest of financial markets in Bitcoin as a result? Let's start with the chart of the dollar versus various Asian currencies, including the yen, but notably not including China. We will get to China in a few minutes. So you see here that the Japanese yen has devalued about 27% versus the dollar over the last couple years. This chart is since the beginning of 2022. But the Japanese yen isn't the only Asian currency that has experienced a devaluation versus the dollar over the last couple years. As you can see, many of its neighbors are also devaluing, notably the Korean won, because the Japanese economy and the Korean economy compete over exports to the rest of the world. So we can see here that Japan isn't alone in its weakness versus the dollar. That's the first thing to note. Now let's look at just the Japanese yen versus the dollar. The Bitcoin Layer is very proud to be sponsored by River, a Bitcoin-only exchange and who we believe to be the leader in the business. Go check them out today at river.com/TBL for a special offer of up to $100 of Bitcoin for free when you go sign up. You have a lot of options when it comes to buying Bitcoin. We believe River is your best choice because they do not custody your Bitcoin on a third-party exchange. They have their own solution for storage, and they encourage you to get your coins off the exchange as soon as possible. river.com/TBL for that special offer. Now, what you see here is the Japanese yen versus the dollar. As this line goes up, that is yen weakness and dollar strength. So here you see a 50-plus year chart of the yen. Strength in the beginning of this chart, a consolidation below 150 for the last three decades or so, and now a breakout above 150 as the yen starts to materially weaken. Now, this is a policy move from Japan, meaning this is happening on purpose, and we will explain the reasons why. Now, what is the first and major reason we are seeing a Japanese currency devaluation? It has to do primarily with the debt of the Japanese society and the government itself. So the Japanese government has, as you can see here, about 1.3 quadrillion yen worth of debt. It has only 0.6 quadrillion or 600 trillion in GDP. So this is a ratio of over 2-to-1, or as you can see here, about 214% of GDP. This is just public sector debt and does not include private sector debt, which would send this ratio much higher. So, what does this mean? It means that the Japanese society is highly indebted. And we have to remember what is happening in the West, the rest of the world, with financial repression. This is a topic that we've covered. We are going to continue to cover it. The way out of large quantities of government debt all around the world, empirically, is a concept called financial repression. It is when the interest rates of inflation are much higher than the interest rates on the existing government debt. And in that way, inflation can melt away the quantity of government debt. Now, what is the mechanism? How does this actually happen, financial repression? If inflation is high, that means that tax receipts, even if the tax percentage doesn't change, tax receipts will go up. So the government then makes more money as the economy grows in nominal terms, in inflation. Then the debt becomes cheaper to pay back as the existing debt becomes smaller relative to the amount of tax revenue that the country is making. This is why inflation is going to be a policy choice from governments, because with a large quantity of debt, inflation will help make that debt diminish over time. That is what we are seeing in the United States right now. We'll talk a lot more as we go forward. Has this whole wave of inflation just been a policy measure from the United States to enact financial repression and melt away the debt? Possibly, yes. We're going to dive a lot more into that over the coming months. But for now, we're going to talk about Japan. And we know that Japan needs to get inflation to get this debt to GDP ratio down. So the debt to GDP ratio of 214%, as you can see, it has declined a little bit over the last couple years. That is also the case in the United States. But as this ratio declines, it means not that the quantity of debt is going down, but the GDP is going up, hopefully due to real growth, but more likely due to the inflation component within the economy, really just boosting the average level of GDP. So where has Japanese inflation been? We see inflation here in orange in Japan, and I compared it here to the US CPI, just to give you guys a sense that global inflation does correlate across countries, but you can have huge, really, differences between nations. And so you can see right here that over the last few years, inflation in the US and Japan has risen from very, very low levels. And so this is a good thing for Japan with concern to its debt. Okay, so now we have established, why does Japan want a weaker currency? It has a huge debt problem. What does a weaker currency help? A weaker currency helps import inflation. Why? I will explain that to you here using the next couple charts, where we're going to look at the dollar price of crude oil and the Japanese yen price of crude oil. Now, here you see the dollar price on crude oil over the last 16 years or so. Crude oil, this is Brent crude, a world price of crude, got to about $150 during 2007-2008. But it's trading at only $88 today. So just over half of what it was over 15 years ago. Now let's compare that to Japan and look at what happens to the price of crude when you have a currency that is in a massive devaluation. Now you can see here that the same time horizon, the price of crude in Japanese yen is basically at the same level, almost the same level, as it was over 15 years ago. That's because Japan now is trying to import inflation. So think about it, if you are a Japanese consumer buying gasoline. You are purchasers of foreign gasoline, right? So you are importing crude oil and you are importing gasoline. So if the price of gas is in dollar terms around the world and your currency is weakening versus the dollar, it means that without the crude oil price changing in dollar terms, it's getting more expensive to you as a Japanese consumer. So apply that now to the rest of the economy, and Japan is importing a lot of items from the rest of the world. Of course, it exports cars and it exports electronics, but it imports energy. And so when it imports energy, the inflation component in Japan will be driven higher by a straight devaluation and an increase in the price of crude oil. Okay, now we have established a couple of the main reasons why Japan wants a weaker currency. It has a lot of debt and it has relatively low inflation. So it needs to get inflation up so it can diminish the real quantity of debt. And by real, I mean that the notional amount changes, but it gets smaller over time as inflation boosts GDP and gets that ratio down. Now, this is where it gets interesting, and I want to note that we are not experts in the Japanese economy. We are global macro researchers, so it's our job to try to understand these things and what's going on. Okay, now one of your big questions here was, what is Japan doing to intervene in its currency? We have to think about, what is the policy of Japan? The policy of Japan is to get a weaker currency, but it doesn't want that currency to weaken extremely rapidly. So what it's going to do is that as the currency weakens, if it goes too fast, it will come into the market and it will buy yen. And to buy yen, it needs to sell dollars. So people are asking, will Japan be selling its U.S. treasuries to intervene in the currency? There's a lot to unpack there. And I want to start with my research to try to understand, what does Japan do when it intervenes in the currency? What are the mechanics? So it was very difficult for me to find out what are the actual trades that Japan does when it goes to support its currency, to buy the yen. But I was able to understand through reading the Bank of Japan's own documents that were translated into English, what the Japanese government was doing to weaken its currency in previous times. So when the when Japanese yen, for example, during the massive earthquake that happened there, the Japanese yen got suddenly stronger, and the Bank of Japan and its finance ministry have to intervene in the currency and sell the Japanese yen to make it weaker. This is because in times of crisis, historically, the Japanese yen has been a currency of safety. So a flight to safety goes into the Japanese yen and strengthens that currency. Then the government says, uh-oh, we don't want the currency to be too strong. Let's sell the currency. So in the past, when it sells the yen and buys dollars, what does it do with the dollar proceeds? It buys U.S. dollar securities, including U.S. treasuries and agency mortgage-backed securities. So I have a chart for you here. Which USD securities does Japan own? Well, they own about $2.5 trillion worth of securities, including about $1 trillion in treasuries. That's the red line. About $1 trillion in stocks. That's the purple line. And then you see about $250 billion in mortgage-backed securities and U.S. dollar corporate bonds. So these are the U.S. dollar holdings of Japan. And these holdings were gathered and amassed by the Japanese government over the last several decades as a result of being an export-driven economy. So as you sell products and people buy things from Japan with dollars, Japan keeps those dollars and buys U.S. dollar securities with them. So then people assume if Japan is going to support its currency and buy yen, then it's going to have to sell these holdings to do so. But the big point here is that Japan wants a weaker currency. It doesn't want a stronger currency. So it might be using some of these securities to defend the yen as it falls, but are we assuming a one-to-one relationship that a weak yen means the Japanese government will sell all of its U.S. dollar securities or most of them and support the yen? We are not making that leap. Now, what did my research show? It showed that in order to defend this weakening of the currency, meaning support the yen, buy yen and sell dollars to do that, the Bank of Japan and the MOF, this is the Ministry of Finance at the Japanese government level, that they team up to do these sort of operations, that they are engaged in central bank foreign exchange swap lines and other foreign exchange broker arrangements that do not necessarily require the sale of securities. But at the Bitcoin layer, it's our job to do the research. So going forward, we will be studying better for you. What is the mechanism to defend the yen? Does Japan need to sell their treasuries physically, or can they do some defense of the currency in the open market with FX brokers and dealers? So we will continue to look at that. Now, why did I start to wonder that over the last couple days? Because what happened on Monday, we saw a huge intervention in the foreign exchange market. The Japanese yen basically smacked down from 160 to 156 in rapid fashion. So the assumption is that policymakers came in and bought the yen. But I am a chart watcher. I have all the candles up all the time. What did I see in treasury yields during that time period when the yen was being purchased? Basically nothing. Okay, so what does that mean? It means a few things. Number one, if the Japanese government was selling US dollar treasuries to defend the yen, it didn't move the market at all. Okay, because I was watching and they didn't tick together in any material way. So they didn't move the market. Or they weren't selling US dollar fixed income securities. They were engaged in derivatives markets and therefore not even hitting the treasury market with any trades. That is more likely, that's my assumption, that's more likely what happened over the last couple days. But again, we are not experts in Bank of Japan monetary policy interventions and currency level interventions. So we're going to continue our research there. We're also going to try to bring in more experts to help us with that information. We also found out that Japan spent about 5 trillion yen on the intervention. So by quick math, just assuming 100 exchange rate, I know it's 150 now, but just chop off a couple zeros there and you get to about $50 billion worth of intervention from the Japanese government there. So with 2.5 trillion in securities, including stocks, 50 billion is not that much money that they're spending. But again, we will be trying to understand what the mechanisms are, but also understanding the Japanese government wants a weaker yen right now. Now let's get into the speculation. What's going on here from a geopolitical side? That's what I think is really interesting. Now I want to preface this by saying I don't have evidence of what was said between Janet Yellen, Blinken, and policymakers in Japan and policymakers in China over the last several months. I don't know what was happening in those closed-door conversations. Now, here are my big questions when it comes to the geopolitics of it all. What is happening between the US and Japan and US and China? Here are my big questions. What if this is a policy move from the US to put pressure on China? What I mean by that, the US asks Japan, hey, devalue your currency. This is going to put pressure on Chinese exports because now Japanese exports become more attractive to European and American consumers. Now, if Japan and China aren't necessarily competing over the exact same things, maybe this puts pressure on the Korean economy to devalue its currency because China and Korea are competing over more things. So if a Japanese currency deval can trigger a Korean currency deval, those two currencies devaluing will put pressure on China because the Chinese economy right now is not necessarily robust. The Chinese consumers are not picking up the slack. So China needs export-driven growth. With China's currency kept where it is right now at about 7.25, it isn't making its exports more attractive to the rest of the world, and that will put pressure on the Chinese economy. Now, is that potentially a policy move from the US to try to put pressure on the Chinese economy in this trade war? Potentially. But when I think about that, the other side of this is that the US government officials have potentially gone to China and asked them not to devalue their currency. But this move of the Japanese yen might put pressure on China to devalue its currency. And why do I say that? Let's look at the next chart. You can see here that the Japanese yen and the Chinese yuan have been correlated over the past couple years. And so a weak Japanese yen might put pressure on China to devalue. So what are our main questions here? Really, it comes down to one thing. What is China going to do to its currency as a reaction to this Japanese yen weakening? We don't know. It is our belief that China will experience pressure to devalue. So then taking it even one step further, what are the impacts on the rest of financial markets if the Chinese government decides to devalue its currency versus the dollar? And that ladies and gentlemen, is a big, big question mark to us. We feel that a big devaluation of the Chinese yuan, or even an announcement to let the Chinese currency float, which would be a complete overhaul of the international monetary system, that these are basically black swans. We're not able to forecast what the impact would be on the rest of the world. It's really, there are too many moving parts here. So you guys know that we are not here to tell you and predict what's going to happen. It's our job to do the analysis, do the research, ask the questions, bring on experts, continue to go through the data and watch the markets. And that's what we will continue to do. Now, what does it mean for Bitcoin? I have an interesting chart here to show you Bitcoin priced in yen. Now, you guys know Bitcoin's trading around 60,000 US dollars today, about $10,000 off of its all-time high, $10,000 to $15,000 off of its all-time high levels that were reached both a few years ago and earlier this year. We've basically topped out around 70 plus thousand now a couple times over the last several years. But look at Bitcoin in Japanese yen terms. It got to about 7 to 8 million yen per Bitcoin in 2021, but it's trading 10 to 11 million yen now. So materially above, 30, 40% above its levels from a few years ago. That rings true with our first chart in which we showed you 27% devaluation of the Japanese yen versus the dollar since the beginning of 2022. So a weak Japanese yen versus the dollar will boost the Bitcoin price in yen. And this is what we are seeing around the world. Think about that dollar chart. The dollar is strong versus many currencies around the world. That means that even if the Bitcoin price in dollars is chopping around, it's going up and up and up in various parts of the world. So this is the impact on Bitcoin from the Japanese perspective with a currency devaluation. But the big asterisk here, and I told you guys on Friday to proceed with caution. I told you on Thursday in our research publication, thebitcoinlayer.com/subscribe, that Bitcoin sends a warning. Bitcoin going down in US dollar terms right now is sending us a warning that there is some worry in risk markets, and that worry in risk markets could be due to what's going on with interest rates, sticky inflation in the US, higher for longer policy rates in the US, and all that comes along with higher US yields, steeper curves, higher term premium, and more expensive risk-taking for fixed income managers, which reduces the case, investment case for risk assets, including stocks. All of that could be the warning that Bitcoin is sending. But another warning could be what's going on in the international monetary system and the potential impacts of a Japanese currency devaluation on China. So thank you guys for sticking with me today at the Bitcoin Layer. Let us know in the comments, what are your follow-up questions? Who do you suggest we should be reading or interviewing right now on Japan and China? And make sure to subscribe to our channel and our research publication. We'll catch you guys next time. The Bitcoin Layer is proud to be sponsored by River. River.com/TBL for that special offer. And the reason that we love River at the Bitcoin Layer is that they put your education first. River.com/learn to understand what Bitcoin is, the fundamentals. Also, how to get your Bitcoin off the exchange into your own custody solution. You can use river.com/learn for all of that information. Go check them out today.